Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is The Environment is a Trust and a Responsibility. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, who has made for us the earth and has beautified it for us therein and whoever views it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Did they not look at the earth, how much we have produced therein from every noble kind? And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyid, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ Indeed, Allah is with those who have taqwa of him and those who are the doers of good. أيها المؤمنون, O believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, And a sign for them is the dead earth. Allah says, وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةَ أَحْيَيْنَاهَا وَأَخْرَجْنَا مِنْهَا حَبًّا فَمِنْهُ يَأْكُلُونَ Allah says, And we have brought from this dead earth, we brought it back to life, and brought forth from it grain, and from it they eat. Then he says, وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا جَنَّاتٍ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَأَعْنَابٍ وَفَجَّرْنَا فِيهَا مِنَ الْعُيُونَ And we've placed therein gardens of palm trees and grapevines and caused to burst forth therein, therefrom springs. Why? لِيَأْكُلُوا مِنْ ثَمَرِهِ That you may eat of its fruits. وَمَا عَمِلَتْهُ أَيْدِيهِمْ أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ That you may eat of its fruits, or eat of his fruit, and that which your hands have not produced. Right? Your hands didn't ultimately produce this, so will you not be grateful? So the goal of seeing the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing about the cycles of nature and has facilitated for us cultivation and allowed us to grow therein fruit and has allowed for us to eat thereon or therefrom is that we become from those who are grateful. And so this is the ultimate Quranic instruction whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pointing us as his slaves to gaze and reflect upon what he has originated for us from the environment, from his wisdom and his careful planning, for us to reflect and be grateful. And such gratitude involves us seeing the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he's prepared for us, and the way he's facilitated things to meet the various needs of our lives. All of this so we can attain felicity. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سُنَعَ اللَّهِ الَّذِي أَتْقَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ إِنَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَفْعَلُونَ This is the work of Allah, who has perfected all things, and indeed he is acquainted with that which you do. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bequeathed unto us human beings this responsibility, alongside this blessing of having this environment and having this facilitation of nature, we have a responsibility, and that is to maintain, to develop, and to cultivate the earth, and to maintain the mizan, the balance that is within such nature. This involves us safeguarding and preserving the environment and developing its resources. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُوَ أَنْشَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ وَاسْتَعْمَرَكُمْ فِيهَا He is the one who's produced you from the earth and he has settled you therein in it. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has facilitated for us this ability to settle in the earth, to develop infrastructure, to build buildings. But alongside such development, he's tasked us with the maintenance and the preservation of the natural environment and wildlife that exists alongside this development. And this means that we are tasked with maintaining the balance of such an environment, which includes maintaining the forests, the trees, whether it be planting trees or ensuring that there isn't mass deforestation. It includes maintaining the marine life and the seas and the oceans, and ensuring that there aren't the marine life is not being affected by such development. This caretaking role is a religious obligation, in addition to being a civic duty, a national responsibility, because Muslims understand that we have been made caretakers of the environment as an amana and as a mas'uliyah, as a trust and as a responsibility. And from such responsibility means us preserving the natural elements that make up nature, that make up the environment. And amongst the most important and the first thing we are tasked to maintain with regards to the environment is its water. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. Allah says, we have made from ma, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ, that we have made from water every living thing. In other words, water has been posited to be the secret of life itself, the source by which life and growth happens. And it is one of the fundamental elements that make up the cosmos and the environment. It's also one of the fundamental elements that make us human beings. And it's integral to our bodily composition. Much of our body is ultimately water. We need water to survive ourselves, but we also need water to irrigate and to cultivate crops and food. We need it for a multitude of different tasks throughout our lives. And so because of this, the need to preserve the water supply for ourselves and for future generations entails that we have to instill a culture which is aware of this responsibility and strives to preserve our water supply from ever being depleted, damaged, or destroyed. Similar to water, another essential component of the environment is the air supply that we have. This involves us striving to preserve the air in terms of its purity, and to preserve it from toxic pollutants, such as ensuring that certain things are not burnt, the burning of agricultural waste and other items that emit toxic fumes that can cause damage to the environment. All of these things, both looking after the water and the air and the earth and the environment in general, all comes under the prophetic command, لَا ضَرَرْ وَلَا دِرَارْ. Don't let there be no harm to oneself and no harm caused to others. So all of us are responsible that there is no harm that comes to ourselves or to the future generations. And this is a collective responsibility and entails that we begin by removing the harm and the hardships that are in our remit of whatever it is possible for us to remove. And this itself is something that is praiseworthy and rewarded. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, كَانَ عَلَى الطَّرِيقِ غُصْنُ شَجَرَةٍ يُؤْذِي النَّاسِ, that there was on the road a thorny branch of a tree. And this used to harm the people. فَأَمَاطَهَا رَجُلٌ, and so a man came, picked it and removed it. فَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ, and because of this, what apparently was a simple act, he was entered into paradise because of it. So we can see the tremendous reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no small deed if it's accompanied by a great intention, an intention to remove harm from people. And so from this, we have to ensure that we remove harm by ensuring that we are not part of the problem of pollution and that we are always part of the solution. From other things that we have to be grateful for is the livestock. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْأَنْعَامْ خَلَقَهَا لَكُمْ فِيهَا دِفْعٌ وَمَنَافِعُ وَمِنْهَا تَأْكُنُونَ. And the grazing livestock, he has created for you. In them is warmth and numerous benefits, and from them you eat. The warmth comes from when we shave, for example, or remove the wool from sheep and so on. This can turn into jackets, for example. But numerous other benefits come from livestock. Numerous other benefits come from livestock. And so we have to preserve the livestock. We have to ensure that these animals are looked after and they are kept well and treated well. And likewise is the plant life and vegetation around us. The Prophet ﷺ encouraged cultivating vegetation and plant life. For he said, "Man kanat lahu ardun falyazra'ha." So he said, for someone who has land, so then let such a person cultivate it. So brothers and sisters, in this preserving and discussion of we have had of just some of the aspects of our bi'ah, some of the aspects of our environment, we've understood the importance that we hold in preserving and safeguarding it. And so when we do this, we are benefiting not ourselves just, of course we benefit ourselves as human beings first and foremost, but we also cause benefit and we cause safeguarding, and we cause nafa'a, ways of continuing good to animals on the land, to birds in the sky, and to fish in the seas. In other words, every single thing benefits by us preserving the environment. And for this reason, we could say that anyone involved in such work and actively looking to preserve the environment is involved in what could be termed sadaqatun jariyah, a form of perpetual charity, because the rewards of such deeds would constantly accrue as so long as their intention is to preserve these things for as long as they can. So brothers and sisters, may this khutbah be a reminder to us to take our steps and start whatever steps we can to play a role in preserving the environment. May we be of those who draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereby. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزِ. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek his forgiveness, for indeed he is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.